Hello and welcome to our program. We're still dealing with wisdom from the book of Proverbs. We'll be looking at knowledge and understanding, and of course, they must be based on the truth. Have your Bible ready if you can. When we talk about knowledge, we talk about understanding, we talk about truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He has all knowledge and he has all understanding. We'd be wise to go to him when we're seeking both of those things. Listen to this message and song, No One Understands Like Jesus.
No one understands like Jesus. He's a friend beyond compare. Meet him at the throne of mercy. He is waiting for you there. No one understands like Jesus. When the way is dark and dim, no one is so near, so dear as Jesus. Cast your every care on him. Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Do the tears flow down your cheeks unbidden? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Have you sins that to men's eyes are hidden? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you anxious? What shall be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus alone. Are you troubled at the thought of dying?
Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend
When we talk about knowledge, we're talking about simply the accumulation of information. Accumulation, according to the dictionary, is the gathering of something over a period of time. Information, that's facts, necessary to learn about something. Knowledge is useless without understanding. And so we need to have knowledge and we need to have understanding. But the foundation for all of that is truth, because truth, without truth, all of the accumulation of information and the knowledge we might get, without truth, it's useless. In fact, it can even be harmful without truth. You take a surgeon, he's going to learn how to, he's going to accumulate information. He's going to get knowledge, but he better get the truth. A surgeon cannot go into the operating room and say, well, just take your laptop and Google it as you go along and see what you can figure out. If a pilot, he's not going to learn how to fly one of those jets across the country and say, well, yeah, just take your laptop with you and just kind of Google things along and you'll hopefully get to where you want to go. Not very likely. Well, you want to be a surgeon, you want to be a mechanic, you want to be a pilot, you want to be a carpenter, whatever we want to be, what we have to have is an accumulation of information. We need to get the knowledge, but that knowledge better be the truth. Now, we talk about those areas of life, such as a surgeon or a pilot, but what about life itself? Proverbs 4 and 23 talks about the issues of life. Solomon, Ecclesiastes 2 and 17, he said, I hated life because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. He said, I hated life. He had everything that we think would make us happy. You talk about all the materialistic things, read it in the second chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes and see all the things he had. And he said in verse 17, I hated life. Peter, again in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, he talked about those that will love life. Now, life is simply, if you go into any cemetery and look at the tombstones, you'll see it's a short dash between two dates. And we need to figure out whether we're going to hate life or love life. And quite frankly, it is simply a choice. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. The average person in this world says, no, thank you. I'm not interested in that. And unfortunately, the average Christian in the world says the same thing. Jeremiah's day, God's people didn't want what God had to offer. He said in Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse number 15, I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Well, that's what we want, right? No, thank you. They said, we don't want any of that. Jeremiah 4:22 says, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. No knowledge. Who's going to get the knowledge? Well, Isaiah 28 verse 9 says, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. In other words, those that are looking for maturity. Hebrews chapter 5, Paul had the same problem. In verse number 12, he says, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. And he goes on to explain the difference in that portion of scripture. So we're looking at knowledge and understanding. There are many verses in the Bible about that. For instance, Colossians 1 and 9. They were a good group of Christians. Read it. The first part of the book of Colossians, you'll find that these were very good, godly people. And Paul's desire for them in verse 9, he says, I desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. How are we going to get that understanding? Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand Now, faith is not just some warm, fuzzy feeling that says, I believe. What it's talking about here when it uses the word faith in this portion of Scripture is doctrine, through the faith, through what we study to show yourselves approved, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what it's talking about when it's talking about faith. It's talking about doctrine. And through the doctrine of the word of God, we understand. Psalm 119, verse number 30 says, the entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding. Jesus said in Matthew 24:15, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Psalm 119, verse 104, through thy precepts, David said, I get understanding. Jesus said in Matthew 15 and verse number 10, hear and understand. Ephesians 5:17, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding the will of the Lord. Nehemiah 8:12 says, they understood the words that were declared unto them. And if you look into chapter 8 and chapter 9, you'll see they had a tremendous revival. We could get a tremendous revival today if God's people would get back into the word and let the word get back into them. Mark 7:14, Jesus said, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. Daniel, we've seen before in verse number 12 of chapter 10, God said, thou didst set thine heart to understand. And if you go on and read that portion of Scripture, God said, because he did, I am come to make you understand. Proverbs 2, apply thine heart to understanding, verse 2. Proverbs 4, attend to know understanding. Proverbs 4:5, get wisdom, get understanding. Verse 7, with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 5:1, bow thine ear to mine understanding. Proverbs 8:5, be ye of an understanding heart. Proverbs 9:6, go in the way of understanding. Proverbs 16:16, get understanding rather than chosen silver. Get understanding. Well, we could look at a lot more verses. I think that's enough for us to understand that God wants us to understand. So we have knowledge, which is the accumulation of information. We have truth, that is what is in accordance with fact. And we have understanding, which is to perceive the intended meaning of whatever God is saying in his word. However, it is simply a case of choices and consequences. 1 Timothy 2:4 said God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But then in 2 Timothy 3:7, we read about those who are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Still talking about those within the local church, by the way. Then in Hebrews 10, same context, it says in verse 26, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. So the knowledge of the truth, we have those who are saved and can come to the knowledge of the truth. We have those who are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And in 2 Timothy, if we look at the context of the bigger setting here, in chapter 1, the whole chapter refers, all I have put on the top of my Bible, at the top of that chapter, this think. And at the top of chapter 2, I have written this be. At the top of chapter 3, I have written this know. And he tells us in the first 7 verses what we need to know. And then he says this do in chapter 4. Those who are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth are listed in verses 1 through 7 of chapter 3, and we'll have a look at them in our next broadcast. As we conclude this message, listen to this message in song and make it your prayer. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will be. see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. Silently now I wait for thee.